I want to start off by saying that I appreciate the attendance of every one of you, and I appreciate the prayer on my behalf. This lesson is taken from Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. With that, we're going to take a look at some happy men. The people of God have always been a happy people, as stated in Psalm 144:15. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. We make use of this phrase, happy is the man, to describe the happy man. First, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Turn over to Job 5:14. Job 5:17, apologize. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Here it clearly states that the man who is corrected by God is happy. If you turn over to Proverbs 3 and look at verses 11 and 12, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. You'll see that the man is happy because the Lord corrects him, and the Lord corrects us because he loves us. The man is happy because the Lord loves him. The word, the Bible, was given to us for our correction, as stated in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Second, happy is the man that feareth the Lord. Turn over to Psalm 1:28. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Here, it clearly states that blessed are they that fear the Lord, and why. If you turn back to Psalm 112, and look at verse 1, Psalm 112, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. It again states that blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Fearing the Lord is necessary to live a Christian life. For example, you don't break the law because you're scared of the consequences. You're fearful. The same holds true with God. We have to make sure that we keep a fear of God in us. Fearing God also isn't just about fear, like I said before. It boils down to respect or the lack thereof. In order to fear God, we must also respect Him and His commandments. Third, happy is the man that hath God for his help. Turn over to Psalm 146. And let's take a look at verse 5. Happy is he that hath God, hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Here, it's flat out stated that he who hath God for his help is happy. God has always been a help to those who put their hope in him. For example, Moses in Exodus 18, verse 1. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. As we all know, Moses put a lot of his faith and hope in the Lord. He's very close with God. And as we can see from other people's point of view, God had blessed him thoroughly. Also, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Proverbs 3 is all about the rewards of wisdom. Let's start in verse 13. Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain therefore finer than gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things thou canst desire and desire and are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thou shalt sleep, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Here we clearly see that as we find wisdom and gain knowledge and truth, God will protect us through whatever life throws our way. And that, again, is something to be happy about. Having God right by our side no matter what we go through is something that we ought to be happy about as a Christian. Wisdom is found in keeping God's commandments. You're not going to learn from doing nothing. You have to try and you have to read. That's why we're told to study. The last thing I want to say is, happy is the man who endures. In James chapter 5, verses 11 through 16, we're told that the man who endures is happy. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender, and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him. Let him pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. This clearly shows that there are many remedies that God gives us to what we go through in life, and that we should be happy that we endure rough goings as a Christian, because we're told that as a Christian we're going to be persecuted, and throughout that persecution we should be happy and keep God with us and keep him in our hearts. A great book to learn endurance from is 1 Peter, namely chapter 2, 19 and 20, 3, 14, and 4, verses 12 through 16. Tonight we have taken a look at some qualities, if you will, of a happy man, which leaves me, you, and everyone else in this room with a question. How do we stack up to the happy man we find in the scriptures? God gives us a plan to become a whole lot happier than we are here. You hear it almost every time you're here. It's the plan of salvation found in the Bible that saves you the same way it saved those present on the day of Pentecost. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe it? We're commanded to repent of our sins and live a new life. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Make that good confession like the eunuch did, and be baptized, cleaned of your sins, to rise and walk in newness of life. If you're here tonight and you've done that, but you've fallen away and you've gone back into the world, you can also come home and confess that you've done wrong and that you need the help of the congregation. And if you be in assistance tonight, come forward as we stand and as we sing.